This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The quality officer, rather, the quality officer at QMD in Mangosuthu University of Technology, Dr. Setso. Welcome to the show one more time.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here, Lucinda. I appreciate it.
Yes. So yesterday, for people that weren't here yesterday, we're having like a recap on what happened yesterday, because we were talking more about focus one of the IQA and the audit, right? Mm. So today, please talk us through the focus two on how the university is responding to focus two.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much once again. Yes, this is basically a continuation of the discussion that we had yesterday.
Yes.
Where the focus was on aspects of focus area one.
Yes.
Which was basically on governance and strategic planning and management and leadership issues as to how do they support the core academic functions of the university. Today we're going to deal with focus two, which is actually a continuation of what we left off yesterday. So focus two deals with the design and implementation of the institutional quality management system as to whether or how it does support the core academic functions. So it starts with standard five, and the standard five deals with whether the quality management system that is in place is consisting of a minimum of the following: the governance arrangement for that quality management system, the policy regime operationalizing the quality management system, the processes that are in place, and the procedures that are in place, and the instructional instruments that are used in the university, and how impact of all these variables that I've talked about are they having as a component of the quality management system. Whether there is also a data management system that is utilized to measure that impact. Now, the response here for the university was that, yes, indeed, there are policies and systems in place in the university that helping to operationalize, as I said, the quality management system. Though all those are in place. And then, to a large extent, these policies are supported by standard operating procedures that ensure that policies are implemented effectively, and to the way that it will be able to help the university get the desired outcomes. And then there are also surveys that are also conducted to see whether there is an impact that is derived from the implementation of the quality management system itself. Again, bear in mind that the whole audit is to basically evaluate by way of critiquing the quality management system that is at play. While on the other hand, and then that standard is rated as functional, listeners. In other words, it does help the university get the required outcomes, but there are certain areas that need some improvement. But standard six then deals with the issue of human infrastructure, knowledge management, and financial resources. Remember, you could have a quality management system, but it has to be resourced.
Yes.
So standard six deals with aspects of whether you do have the wherewithal. In other words, you do have the resources that would make sure that you implement those policies and processes that undergird your quality management system. So the response here is that the university does have the human capital to implement the quality management system. And then there is also an acknowledgement, but you know, with financial resources, you can always do with more.
Yes.
That is the response that the university is having there in that regard. But the good stride has been made in terms of making, you know, infrastructure that would make the delivery of the quality management possible.
And
to make sure that infrastructure, like in the area of IT, is sufficient enough, like I said, to help in the execution of the quality management system. Although there is an acknowledgement that, like I indicated, there could be areas that really could be improved in terms of infrastructure. Yeah.
All right. So as you say, that there is room for improvement, and also you've been mentioning that there were surveys that were conducted to see and evaluate whether the standards are that they run in the right way or properly. I hear you mentioning standard 5, standard 6, but I want to know which method does the university use to respond to this focus area we're talking about today?
No. The way of responding, like I indicated yesterday, of responding to these focus areas, was basically, like I indicated yesterday.
Yes.
Groups were formed for them to respond to each standard area.
Yes.
And people that were in those groups were people that are working in the university in the variables that I've just mentioned.
Yes.
You are HR, people from finance, and people from infrastructure, all those people formed part of the committee that responded to this. Because you could only get such reliable information from people that are directly involved. That's how the university responded to all these standards, basically. That is the structure that was used to respond to all these standards.
So how many standards are there, if I may ask?
There are 16 all in all.
16?
Yes. For instance, I indicated that standards 5, the standard 1, focus 1 dealt with standard 1 up to 4.
Yes.
Today I'm dealing with 5. Up to 8.
All right.
Yes. And then there will be a colleague of mine that will deal with the rest.
All right. So you've mentioned standard 5.
Yes. 6. Which is about human resources, yes. Infrastructure, knowledge management, and financial resources.
And then when it comes to standard 7 and 8.
Standard 7 basically deals with whether there is credible or reliable data that the university gathers. Remember, data management is very, very important in this process.
True.
So standard 7 is about whether there is a reliable system. The university has the response is that using the ITS and the power heater, these are systems that are used by the university to gather data. For instance, your throughput rates, your enrollment plans,
yes,
all that data that is fed into the power heater, you could basically trace and track how a cohort of students is doing,
yes,
from year to year using all these systems that are here. So the university is using the power heater, it's there, and that is a reliable data that gives you an idea, gives you a reliable data to evaluate your performance. So the university is using all these instruments, they are in place, they are being used. I think where, remember I told you that the methodology that is used is to reflect. I think what they are saying is that perhaps what a weakness could be that a lot of people have to be empowered in terms of being workshop as to how to access and use these systems that are in place effectively.
Mm.
But the systems are in place,
yes,
and the data itself is in place. The leg that could be improved is basically to make sure that, you know, university stakeholders, the university communities is empowered to exploit the systems that are there, to get the data, the reliable data that is there in the system. So standard 8, as the last one, deals with the system and processes that monitor the institution's capacity for quality management system based on evidence. Remember, this is also very important. The whole process is evidence-based. You can make assertions, but you have to back them up with evidence. If you say something is working, you got to also show a corresponding evidence that this is why I say this is working.
Mm.
Yes. So the whole process itself is evidence-based.
I like the fact that the university makes sure that all the data and information is in a secure space.
Yeah.
And mentioning IT, we know that all the information captured is actually in a safe place, because it happens in most maybe like institutions or companies, if I can say that,
yeah,
that they'll capture information and everything needed. Then when it's needed, now there's something missing,
yeah.
You know, there's something missing or anything like that, you know. And some people, if I'm just going to be honest,
yeah,
they're able to get through the system and remove certain things so that it's going to favor them in some certain way. So I really, really love the fact that Standard 7 and 8 is focusing mainly on that. We're talking about focus too. So I guess focus, how many, it's focus 1 to 4, right? But today we're dealing with 2.
Yes. Yesterday I dealt with 1.
Today
I dealt with 2, yes. And their standards.
Yes.
And then focus 2 dealt with standard 5 up to 8, yes.
And then they started 9 up to 16, left 4.
The 3 and 4. Areas. My colleague will come and deal with those.
All right.
Yes.
I do hope that all our listeners were able to grab some information when it comes to this interview, because we're actually continuing from yesterday's interview.
Yes.
So if you missed out on that one, please check it out on our website. It is www.mutradio.ac.za. Today we were joined by the doctor, Dr. Setso. Thank you so much for joining us today, as you were here yesterday as well. Hopefully, we're going to be able to give you more time as you requested yesterday.
Yeah, no, we always appreciate the opportunity that is given, and it's always good to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.